It's here and now, and it's time for sports. And there is some tough news in high school football to start. Three players died in the past week. Tom Cutinella from Shoreham Wading River High on Long Island died last night after a collision during the game. Demario Harris of Charles Henderson High in Troy, Alabama, died Sunday after a tackle. Isaiah Langston of Rollsville High School in North Carolina died Monday after collapsing in pregame warmups Friday. Just terrible. Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Tom is here. And Mike, we know at least one of these was a head injury. We don't know if some of these kids had existing conditions, but this has to be roiling high school sports.
Well, of course it is. And there was a study of this done by the Catastrophic Sports Injury Research Center, and they found 243 football deaths between 1990 and 2010. That averages to 12 a year, actually. And head injuries are the leading cause. Heat-induced death also happens. 11 of the deaths, I think, were African-Americans with the sickle cell trait. So, yeah, high school football, that is the most popular sport with boys. Football is obviously a violent sport. Chest injuries and head injuries sometimes do lead to death. I don't know if this sort of cluster is anything other than, you know, tragic, but this does happen.
Yeah, and it is troubling. So let's turn to the sport that people often turn to when they want to get away from their troubles. Let's turn to baseball. Last night, the San Francisco Giants just rolled over the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And this should do it. Buster Posey puts the squeeze on it, and the San Francisco Giants have defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates and advanced on.
So they beat the Pirates 8-0. This sets up the series between the Giants and the Washington Nationals. The other National League series, the Los Angeles Dodgers against the St. Louis Cardinals. How are you feeling there?
Well, I think that Pirates fans should feel like that song, Is That All There Is? A whole season of roller coasters, and then there's one game and you're out. Now, Madison Bumgarner, the Giants pitcher, is great. The Giants had a grand slam. It's hard to overcome that. In the day before, the A's against the Royals, that's sort of the epitome of what you want from a one-game series. It went to extra innings. There were extra scores in extra innings. Teams come back. Teams tie it up. So unbelievably exciting. But after a one-game series, which really is a coin flip, we get to the seven-game series, and so maybe great pitchers have more of a chance to dominate. So as I look forward to, for instance, Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers, that guy could pitch, you know, three times in a series. For instance, I would definitely give the Dodgers an edge in that one.
Okay, well, you mentioned the Royals. The Kansas City Royals now take on the Los Angeles Angels. The Baltimore Orioles play the Detroit Tigers. We're over now in the American League. Thoughts there?
I don't know. I mean, the one-game series, like I said, is a coin flip. But even the seven-game series, you know, you can have so many things happening during the regular season, and then it's all out the window. The Detroit Tigers have great pitchers, and they traded for David Price, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball. So you would have to say that their pitching, at least on paper, gives them the edge. You also have to look at the Orioles. They have a lot of injuries during the year. They had one of their best players thrown out, essentially, because of taking illegal drugs or illegal supplements. You know, that said, God, I hate to rest on the cliche, but in baseball, it is so true. Anything could happen, I would say. Maybe the Tigers, though, have the chance.
If that's the truth, we're going with that. Anything could happen. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Are you excited about this playoff season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the one thing I always say about baseball playoffs is all the stuff that's like kind of boring over 162 games, like a pitcher staring at a runner so he doesn't run, it gets exciting and intense in the playoffs.
That's right. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.